You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, Nuggets lost a couple of playoff games this weekend. The Broncos lost and got their quarterback hurt yesterday. We should be kind of in the doldrums this morning, I guess.
Well, the Emmys were on, though. Come on.
Okay.
I feel great.
Well, that saved the weekend right there.
Yep, sure did.
Silliness. Let's get into somebody's real problem.
Hey now!
You've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Reach out to us through old-fashioned email, and the best way to do that is just go to mix100.com. Mix100.com. You'll see a tab near the top that says Dom and Jeremy. When you click on that, it'll take you through and you can write to us that way. Or, very simple, just go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. This came in last week from Kim. She goes, my husband and I are having a debate right now. We currently live in the suburbs. Typical cookie cutter house and tiny yard. We do have a great neighborhood with a lot of kids and fun parents. But we own a horse, and we've always talked about living on a few acres. Last week, a house came on the market in our price range and only 15 minutes from our current house. However, my husband said we should wait until the kids are out of the house before we move because the suburbs are a better place to raise kids than, quote, the country. Our kids would still be in the same school, and it's in a neighborhood with community events. Obviously, there isn't a right or wrong place to raise kids, but I'm curious to see what your opinions are, and consequently, our listeners. Have a good day. That is from Kimmy Kim Kim.
Good day, sirs. Boy, so it's basically the dilemma of staying in the burbs or moving out to the country, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Raising a family the old-fashioned way. Churning butter and making quilts and salting meat. It's funny because Nick and I went through this whole dilemma because for a long time we wanted to move out to Iowa because her family's out in Iowa. And when we would go out there and visit, farm country was just so appealing and beautiful and small-town life sounded so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was slower. The communities were very tight-knit. It just felt very wholesome out there. And we thought, what a great place to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like what she said, they can raise animals and get a horse and do whatever. But then
no
we started
HOA.
No HOA, get yourself a tractor. But then we started thinking about future opportunities. Like, there's not a lot of opportunities out here. Like, the kids can be farmers or they can be farmers.
No, that's not. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
In
they
Iowa?
Could still. They're not going to stay in your hip pocket their whole lives. They're hopefully going to move away from home and go live their own lives. Why do they have to stay right there once they graduate high school?
Well, they wouldn't, but in-state tuition's quite a bit cheaper. Like, I don't want them going out of state or anything, and it was like a lot of agricultural work, and, which is fine, I guess. It would have been great.
That if a child is raised in Iowa, 100% of them become farmers. Is that what you're saying?
About 80% of them, yeah.
No, they don't.
Now, I understand there's cities and things out there, but I just feel like living in Denver, which is a hub for so much action, so much business and technology and yeah. We decided to stay here. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell her. I mean, gosh, I understand the appeal of getting away to a smaller community
here.
Away from people. I understand that, man.
I did it. I love it.
Right.
You know, I wrote back to her and I said, move.
Move.
Are you kidding me? Move. I mean, I get the appeal of being in a suburban neighborhood with other kids, but she even said their kids would still go to the same school, and it is in a community of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. When you break it all down, is it more important that you live in a traditional, you know, leave it to Beaver neighborhood with all the houses right there so that, you know, your kids can be at somebody's house in like a minute or 30 seconds or something?
It is pretty nice. It's been awesome during the Rona here. having friends in the neighborhood for us has been great, and other little kiddos that the, you know, our kids can run around with has been fan-damn-tastic. I can see where this would be difficult, though. It's like if you're in, so you are still in the same school district, and you want to have a play date or something, like, and you're 45 minutes away. I wouldn't want to drive 45 minutes to drop my kids off.
She says it's 15 minutes from their current house.
Really? Well, then they're really not getting that far away.
Well, it's, hey, from where
if you're still within 15 minutes of a Safeway, you're not really moving to a rural.
That's not true, because I live in a purely rural neighborhood. It's got a neighborhood, but it's rural. It's horse country, and it is away. But in 15 minutes, we can be at a Walmart if we want to be. It's not.
Well, then it's not that big of a change for this. What's her name, Kim?
Sure it is.
Nah.
That's the beauty of it, is that people think if you're going to move to the country, you have to move an hour and a half away. You can move 15 to 25 minutes away, and you can be rural. Look at some of those areas right outside of Parker. I know about those for sure.
Sure.
They're as rural as can be, and yet they're, you know, 10 minutes outside of Parker with all of its, you know, I better shut
conveniences.
Up. Conveniences. I'll leave it. Well, you know, they got a Culver's. I mean, what else do you need, right? This could be a five call says it all, especially from people who were raised in a small, let's say a rural setting, or raised in both, and they got to contrast and compare living in the country, so to speak, and living in a traditional suburban neighborhood.
See what I did there?
I do. this song.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
He's song. The worst.
I once did a contest on this show where we played the song, and we told people you had to count the time, number of times he said small town in the song Small Town.
Man. A lot.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's just the instrumental, so. Slightly better.
Kim and her husband are debating the whole thing of moving out of a traditional suburb with their kids and living out in the country on acreage and stuff like that. But her husband is kind of, let's say he's kind of dragging his feet on it, saying he thinks the kids need to stay in the traditional suburb neighborhood, you know, and then, you know, he and Kim can move once the kids are grown and gone. I wrote back. I said, look, we'll talk about this on the show, but I say, get thee out of there.
You're going to want to do it while the kids are there, because they can help maintain the property, you know.
Right.
You're going to need some help.
And they can
don't do it after
move.
You leave. Yeah.
To the phones we go. Here's Laura. Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what would you tell Kim?
I would tell Kim to move.
Yeah.
My husband and I did something very similar to what she's done. We used to live in Jeremy's neck of the woods for about 10 years. And when our girls graduated high school, we took our younger son and moved about 45 minutes west into the mountains. It was the best decision we ever made, especially for our son. It totally gives kids a different view of life, of living. And like Jeremy just mentioned, working outside and taking care of the property, or, you know, even just like, you know, having different responsibilities that you would have as far as chores and things like that.
Clearing trees for forest fires, right?
Yeah, exactly. Chopping wood.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. Granted, we did move our son's school, which also was a benefit because he goes to a small school where everybody knows everybody. Every single teacher knows him by name.
Did it bring your family closer together, you think?
Oh, totally. Totally. Totally.
Yeah, I could see where that would be a benefit.
I recommend it to anybody, and especially when you've already lived in the city for, you know, a number of years, and you've been there, done that, and experienced what that has to offer.
Right.
But you're so far away from a Costco, Laura.
I'm not, though. Like, I could drive to Costco. And what you said earlier, Jeremy, about college options.
Yeah.
We live in Colorado. Like, he could still go to school in Denver.
He could stay in state.
You know,
yeah.
Like, season state, like especially in the state of Colorado. I can't speak for Iowa, but in the state of Colorado, there's still plenty of options for kids they want to be.
So it's working.
We got to run, but thank you for calling. We appreciate your thoughts on this, Laura.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Bye, Laura.
Thank you for being on the show. Here comes Julie. Julie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Great.
So good. All right. We got one vote for moving. What do you think?
I'd say stay. Okay. I would not move. We were in our dream home in Greenwood Village, acre, lovely property. I was probably out there all the time, taking care of the yard. But we didn't have that community feel. So we moved in a community in Highlands Ranch area. And kids have so much more interaction with neighborhood children. There's much more of a community feel. So it's just, it's been really.
Well, you got all those rec centers and stuff out there. And
you said you lived in Greenwood Village. You make it sound like you were out in the middle of nowhere.
It's oh, no, it wasn't the Village. Middle of nowhere, but we still had an acre of property. So it was that ideal yardage.
Right, where now you can reach out and touch your neighbor's house probably, right?
Kind of, but we have a postage stamp. But still, we're out there doing yard work and gardening and things like that. But
All right.
Okay, wait.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Bye. All right, so there's one for each. We'll let the deciding vote go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Welcome.
Hi.
So what do you think?
I would move.
How come?
I grew up rural in Parker, no less, but I live on a 40-acre farm, and we live like 10 minutes from Southlands and everything that's major, and all the kids our kids play with live in town, and they love coming to our house.
Right.
Yeah, they got 40 acres to run around on.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst part about being on 40 acres? There's got to be something.
Well, it's a lot of work, for sure. And so if somebody's going from the suburbs to 40 acres, I would say don't do it. But it sounds like they are going to small acreage, which isn't too bad.
No, I mean, if you move from, a traditional Highlands Ranch neighborhood, and you move someplace with 2 acres, I mean, that's going to feel like a lot.
That's going to feel wide open to you, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need 40 acres, I mean, to get that feeling. But, I mean, I'm happy for you. I kind of sometimes wish I had.
So much.
Yeah.
Hey, and
listen.
I think they have a horse, is that right?
They
have a horse, so.
And abort it somewhere else. So
correct.
They don't have to pay anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you called us. Have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, we will squeeze one more in quickly. We got to go fast. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, so you get to put the capper on this. What's the word?
I think they should move.
How come?
Because, well, I grew up in the country, and
and your phone is
your phone is rural.
you're breaking up on this one, so we lost you. But she did say she should move.
All right.
And Jeremy says stay. I say move. Get away.
I'm a big talker, though. If I had the chance again to do it, I kind of feel like we would.
So a year ago, I moved to a small town, and don't get me wrong. Absolutely love the Mile High City. I love Denver. I mean, I've lived in Denver 33 years. Love it. But I will say this is perhaps the best move of my life.
Pretty relaxing, huh?
And I mean, I grew up an Air Force brat, so we moved every 2 years. I've been a few places. Mm-hmm. And this
pretty
was a
good.
This is a good move. 2.5 acres. You can't see another neighbor. Mm-hmm. From, the back patio, you cannot see another. There is not a view of another human being out the back. And that is just heavenly.
Yeah.
So.
Good for them, too. They can't see you.
Right.
Walking around strutting your stuff.
They don't know what I'm doing back there. They got a pretty good idea.
One of them's got a telescope, I think.
Kim, our listeners, that was a 3-1 vote, said get away.
Go for it.
I don't see how you could possibly make that move and then regret it. I just don't.
Yeah, you'll love it. Go for it.
And if you don't, you're going to spend the next few years wondering what it would have been like if you had.
Mm-hmm. All right.